This is a dictation for patient Angela Alston, A-N-G-E-L-A-A-L-S-T-O-N. Angela Alston, date of birth is 5/22/1966, date of accident 12/1/2022, date of service 12/5/2022. The patient reports that she is suffering from various symptoms. Chief symptoms are pain in the back, hips, shoulder, headaches, left arm pain, and across the upper back, and foot problem, left thigh, and both hands. Once again, she has a headaches, pain in the neck, upper back, mid back, lower back, left upper arm, both hands, and then left leg, left hip, with numbness, tingling of the 1, 2, 3 fingers on the both sides. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to a automobile accident that occurred on 12/1/2022 as follows. She reports that she was traveling as a restrained driver on 12/1/2022 around 10 p.m. when she was involved in a frontal collision as follows. She was traveling on 12 mile. The accident occurred on 12 mile and Rochester Road. She was passing through green light at 12 mile eastbound in a right-hand lane. The other car went through a red light on Rochester going south. Apparently, the other driver told that he mistook the left signal for green light as his green light, and he carried on through a red signal, unfortunately. And due to this mistake, the accident occurred. The damage is to the front bumper. The car could not be driven, and although insurance company has not seen the car, it appears that it is total. However, the steering wheel, headrest, seat belt, and all the window glass and all the doors are okay. Regarding the injury, patient report that she hit on the steering wheel very hard with her head and also with her left hand, which started hurting. She report that she had a whiplash after she hit her head into the headrest and pain in the right thigh due to the dashboard. And she has no chest pain, pelvic pain, abdominal pain, but her buttocks are hurting quite a bit. So the patient reports there was no loss of consciousness. It was not a hit and run accident. The police arrived at the scene, ambulance arrived at the scene, and she was taken to Beaumont Hospital emergency room by the ambulance. She remained there for 3 hours. The hospital was extremely busy. Patient had not been seen for more than 12 hours, so she left against medical advice. History of presenting illness. Patient has severe headaches, which are rated to be around 8, located mostly in the front of the head, mild to moderate, sometimes severe, and they're constant. Sensitive to noise, not sensitive to the light. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Additional symptoms for TBI that are checked by the patient are forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and blurred vision. The patient denies any further loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, no history of dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, no history of any seizures, loss of memory, and no history of any confusion, and no history of nightmares or incontinence of the urine bowel, no history of any spots in the vision, loss of vision field, nausea, vomiting, or sleepwalking. The patient does report of weakness, numbness of the both hands, and difficulty walking, fatigue, anxiety, and sleep disturbance. Denies any sudden anesthesia or depression and panic. Regarding the pain symptom, patient is suffering from pain on back of the neck as well as both sides of the neck and even the upper part of the shoulder and the trapezius area with trigger points. Patient also reports of pain in the middle back and lower back to the tune of 8. And also there is a pain in the right shoulder with 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. And there is a numbness, tingling of the first, second, and third finger on the right and the left hand with decreased motor power and decreased muscle power on the right side, having dropped some phone. She also has pain in both the hips area and the right ankle and foot. And she has a pain that is almost continuous all day long and is felt like throbbing, shooting sharp, denying, G-N-A-W-I-N-G, sickening, aching, heart burning, heavy and tiring and exhausting. The pain is severe 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The headaches can vary from 2 to 3 to 7 to 8. And ADLs are affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. The pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, and walking, and improved by nothing. So far, some exercises have been done. The patient reports of the weakness of the whole body, actually, and with numbness, tingling, pains, and needle feeling in the first, second, and third finger of both hands. There is no bladder and bowel incontinence reported. Regarding the past investigation, none have been done. She has not been seen by any doctor or any hospital. Past treatment, patient reports no physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, acupuncture, none of them have been done as far as she knows. In the medical history, patient reports of heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, in the neurological disease, back or neck pain or injury, headaches, and in the psychiatric, patient reports anxiety, depression. In musculoskeletal, patient reports arthritis. In past surgical history, none is present. And allergy history, none. Family history, patient reports that mother died of overdose, father is died of heart attack, and brother sisters are alive. Relationship status, patient single. And employment, patient is employed part-time, and currently she is on disability. Legal history, patient has Mike Morris Law Firm's Timothy Smith helping him in the legal issue. In the legal aspect of the case. Personal history, patient does drink once a month and does not smoke or does not use recreational drugs. She has no homicidal, suicidal thoughts. She does suffer from anxiety, sleep, and mood problem. Mood is described 2 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, she denies any depression, self-worth, or concentration problems. She checks ADL in the sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9. Ability to concentrate 7. Relationship with other people is 6. Other ADLs that patient has reported are as follows in detail. Running is affected 10. Doing yard work and vacuuming are affected 10. Doing laundry, 9. Reaching into cabinets, opening containers are affected 8. Home chores and cooking in the kitchen is affected 7. Eating and personal hygiene are affected 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 164 over 100. Pulse is 85, pulse ox is 99, respiratory rate is 17, temperature is 98.4, height is 5'6", weight is 193. 66-year-old African-American female of a good build, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative and conscious, no sinus and jaundice. Clavicolonychia, her vision is good, and there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient appears mildly anxious but not lethargic and is able to walk reasonably well without any using any adaptive devices. She already has a back brace, neck brace, and a tense unit, and she is just requesting for knee brace. The recipe exam will come from the template, including the neurological examination, musculature examination, which are all normal. Only muscle that there is a spasm notice is the upper trapezius, bilaterally in the upper fibers, and few trigger points are noticed at the junction of the neck to the shoulders. Other than that, most of the muscles are in normal shape. Some tenderness is noticed in rotator cuff region of the right shoulder. Musculoskeletal examination, the inspection palpation is from template. Spine tenderness is noticed at C4567. And L345 and bilateral SI joint tenderness is noticed. The range of motions are decreased and there is no paravertebral muscle spasm. Cervical spine range of motion, forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, and next bilateral rotation is 45. In the lumbar spine, the dimensions are for range of motion, forward flexion 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 10, and then rotation is 10 bilaterally. Hyperextension was not painful. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. Hoffman sign was found negative. Sperling is positive, and Lerman test positive, destruction test positive, and Sotal test was negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, slump tests are negative. In lumbar spine, Brudzinski conic test is negative. Straight leg raise test is positive at 35 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test is positive. Camp test positive. Brudzinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are found mildly tender with standing flexion test positive, iliac compression test positive, destruction test positive, Faber test positive bilaterally, Gonsalon test positive bilaterally. Extremities, except for the right shoulder and both hips, both hands, and right ankle and foot, the rest of the extremities are found to be okay, warm to touch and well perfused without any tenderness, pedal edema, contusion, laceration, muscle spasm, or varicose veins. The gait is completely normal. The examination of the right shoulder reveals the following. On inspection, the shoulder appears completely normal and no fracture or dislocation is noticed. On palpation, there is tenderness of the anterior and posterior shoulder joint, especially the supraspinatus and infraspinatus muscle attachments to the humerus or greater tubercle. There is no fractures or any laceration or contusions. Range of motions are limited to a 90 degrees of abduction maximum possible on active motion, after which there is severe pain. The special test for rotator cuff was conducted. Hawking Kennedy test is positive. And the speed test, near test are positive. Anteroposterior apprehension test positive. Drop arm test was negative. Elbow exam bilateral is negative. Hip joint bilateral are not showing any tenderness. No fractures is noticed. On the left hip, basically there is some tenderness and contusion of the left greater trochanter region. But inside it appears to be okay. The Patrick sign, Trendelberg test are all negative. Log roll, Ellie test negative. Thomas test is negative. No leg length discrepancy notice, and motor power is completely normal for the left leg. In the right ankle and foot, there is a slight pain in the talus bone, and the patient is going to be referred to a podiatrist for helping. Examinations of both hands and wrists do not show any pathology. There is a normal grip and normal sensations, normal circulation, and peripheral pulses, normal. Carpotunnel testing was negative also. Trinal sign, Phelan sign was negative. The diagnosis. In general, 110, V89.2 XXT, Z79.891, CNS, R51, R42, F41.1, S06.301A, nerve, M79.2, muscles, M79.1, M60.9, ligaments, M54.0, right shoulder, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.550, F43.432D. Pain in the right hip, M25.551. Pain in the left hip, M25.552. Carpotunnel syndrome bilaterally, G56.01, G56.02. Cervical spine, M54.2. 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4XXA. Thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, 54.14, 54.08, S23.3XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, M99.2, 03.5 SXL. Plan of care for Angela Alston arrives from the template. Please use that. Treatment plan for Angela Alston is as follows. Physical therapy has been ordered for neck, mid-back, lower back, right shoulder, and right and left wrist, knees, bilaterally, with the physical therapy, with the traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, and also to both sacroiliac joints. Disability is for the work and hauser replacement and transportation. And medication-wise, patients provided the following medications, which are Essifex, 22 twice a day, Lyrica, pregabalin, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Tramadol, 50 milligram 1 or 2 6-hour PRN for pain relief. We ran out of the Celebrex and Flexeril that should be provided today. Thank you. Then non-pharmacological modalities are yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records and past records are ordered released from the Beaumont Hospital. Interventional pain procedures. Patient may benefit from some trigger point injections and maybe even rotator cuff injections for the time being. And maybe a carpal tunnel injection for medial nerve is in question, but we'll keep an eye. Surgical options, none are considered. Neuropsychiatric evaluation, none. Provision of attended care and caseworker is not warranted right now, but we'll be interviewing next week for if there is no resolution of TBI symptom. Past medical records are yes. We have ordered release from Beaumont Hospital. Investigations. We are not ordering a new investigations right now, but eventually we'll be doing a cervical spine and lumbar spine and a right shoulder to identify the pathology if the pains are not relieved in 90 days. DMEs. The patient has been provided with knee brace, as she already has a back brace, neck brace, tens units from the previous issues. Education is yes. Disability is already discussed. Follow visit in 10 days and direct contact, yes. Thank you.